You're listening to A Roundabout Chattanooga. I'm Michael Edward Miller. Now we're going to hear about an event called Bravo. It's a fashion show celebrating life after cancer. It's also an essential fundraiser for breast cancer support services here in Chattanooga. They offer spiritual, emotional, and financial support for men, women, and their families living under the shadow of breast cancer. WTC's Richard Winham is speaking with Megan Green, the organization's executive director, as well as Beverly Slate, the chairperson of the board, and Debbie Ficino, one of the many volunteers at Breast Cancer Support Services.
For most of us, visiting the doctor's office and being told we have cancer is one of our deepest fears. This is how Beverly Slate experienced it.
It's like standing at the top of the world's scariest roller coaster. And there's the car. You've got to get in it. But the roller coaster is in the fog. You can't see where you're going. You don't know anything other than you got to get in the car. And you're scared to death. Once you get in the car, you're so busy trying to stay in the car and keep the car on the track that a lot of that fear just seems to, you know, it's gone. But it was just that, it's like that first step is a big one. Yeah.
Beverly Slate is now a breast cancer survivor. She's chairperson of the volunteer board behind Breast Cancer Support Services, BCSS, here in Chattanooga. Along with Megan Green, the executive director and the only salaried employee at BCSS, she helps raise funds and distribute them to men and women devastated by the awful diagnosis.
And what BCSS wants to do is to be that resource, to be there. I mean, we've got great medical communities and great resources and tools. We are an enhancement or a, I don't know what the right term is, Megan, but we're there as a supplement, as a safety net, because believe me, there is no such thing as too much support. There just isn't.
Yeah. And we don't do, as I was saying before, we don't really do any of the medical stuff, so we don't really share statistics and things like that. But what we are there for is to help, you know, be a support and provide resources and help guide you to other resources. But we've got such a great medical community in Chattanooga that we partner with, and they send people to us for, you know, the types of things that we can provide. And we, of course, send to them, you know. So we've got a very nice relationship going with a lot of practitioners here, and I'm very grateful for them.
It strikes me that it must feel a bit like you're sort of free-falling.
Yes.
That somebody has told you the rug has been pulled out from under you, and there may be somebody to catch you, but there may not.
And that's where the support group comes in.
Yeah.
Because it's hard for people to relate. We have some very pressing things that we need to talk about sometimes, and you can only talk about it with another survivor.
This is Debbie Ficino. She volunteers her time at BCSS, and like everyone else associated with BCSS, she too is a breast cancer survivor.
Yes, as much as our families love us and care for us, they cannot relate to what's going on in our heads. But someone who's been there can and knows how to help the next woman get there and get through it.
That thought occurred to me, to be honest, Deb, when you were talking about, you know, friends and people who want to help you and want to be supportive. It's obviously well meant, and I'm sure you can draw a great deal of strength from knowing that these people care about you and will always be there for you and will always be willing to listen. But again, as Bev said, you can't listen the same way if you haven't been there and you don't really understand what your biggest concern is, which I'm sure is probably different for each person, right? It's different for each one of you.
Absolutely.
It certainly would be different for Megan, right, than it would be for you, Bev, just because of your age difference, right?
And there's so many questions you have to answer and decisions you have to make because are you going to take chemo? I mean, they're not going to tell you you have to.
Yeah, and it's nice to have somebody there to tell you that it's your call. I mean, obviously you want to listen to your doctors, but it's nice to have other survivors be like, everybody's different, and, you know, it's your body, and...
You have to be comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's a lot of hard decisions. It's nice to have a community of people that can tell you, you know, their work they did, and...
And help you realize you're not crazy.
Yes.
Well.
Well, okay. Well, maybe a
not
little bit.
If you felt as if you were, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
If that isn't going to make you crazy, I can't imagine what would. You know, because I'm sure it's at least initially, and I'm wondering if that feeling does fade. But initially, I would think it's completely overwhelming. Mm-hmm. You don't even know where to start or where to. Mm-hmm. There are so many different, as Bob was just alluding to, that there are so many different things that you have to think about. Your family. Then the worst thing, I think, perhaps, is having to worry about paying the bills.
Yeah. Well, and so I remember I had, you know, first is, am I going to die? Mm-hmm. Right. And then not too far behind it is this going to bankrupt my family? You know, I mean, is this going to wipe us out? You know, because, you know, if I can't, we're all too, you know, if you're married, almost everybody's a two-salary family anymore to, you know. And so is this going to, what's this going to do to us financially, you know? And you know, can I work?
And we often have single women with children that suddenly find themselves not able to work or not able to work as much. And, you know, our emergency fund really aims to at least help address that so that they can focus on their health and on getting better. The last thing you need when you're in treatment is to be stressing out over your bills.
And even things like a babysitter so you can go get your treatment, you know. Right. I mean, there's a lot of need, and that's the space that we try to, you know, that we fill with our organization is to help those people, and it's, you know, it can be so, it is life-changing. I don't think you'll talk to anybody that has gone through it. Things that used to bug me do not bug me anymore, you know? Mm-hmm. They don't sweat the small stuff, right?
Yes.
You know, it really changes you in your whole outlook, yeah.
You become more stoic, I would think, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you might make better choices.
I think so.
Than you might have made in the past, or you really decide it's so not worth it, or that's so nothing.
Yeah, you rethink your priorities, you know, and it helps you appreciate a little more.
We worry about our husband. We worry about our children. We want to be here for the future. Mm-hmm. We want to see them grow and become, you know, adults themselves. So what we need for ourselves, we have to go to the support groups because we are able to sit with maybe 9 to 12 other women, and it's a round robin discussion, and each person's allowed to share what they need to share for that particular session. And by the time you're done, you know, it's an hour session, and by the time you're done, you feel that, you know, a little bit stronger. And you've also know that you've helped the person sitting next to you because they're having their own issues completely different from your own. And it might be about their medications. It might be, you know, something else. Or it might be a family situation. But they need to share in their own words what they're feeling so they could get some feedback. And then they're able to leave. You know, everybody hugs each other and, you know, we'll see you next month. And it's very uplifting at the end of the evening. The Kleenex box goes around, and it's just a very, very powerful hour that's very necessary.
What you were talking about is what got me through it was I had what I called, and I wanted to fight like a lion, a lioness. You know, because they're strong and they're powerful and they support their families and all of that. And so I had a circle of lionesses that were my, boy, I'm having a really bad day, or, oh, my hair just started falling out, or, you know, whatever you needed to do, I would blast out to that group, and I would get a whole lot of, love you, honey, you got it. And that's exactly what these support groups are doing. And it even got to the point where they just send this roar, you know, kind of thing to me, because, you know, roar, you can roar. And there's times where you really don't feel like you can roar. You know, you can't even get out of the chair. But, you know, it's that kind of power that these support groups and these things provide to people, because you're not strong enough sometimes to stand by yourself. You've got to have that strength, that connection. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what BCSS is all about.
Forgive me. I keep thinking that so much of what you're referencing is the kind of thing that women do for each other. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering about these men. Do they come to these support groups? Are men comfortable with that kind of thing? Is it harder for you to help men than it is to help women?
I think it may be harder for us to reach men simply because, you know, it's mostly considered by a lot of people to be a women's disease. So honestly, we have a hard time finding men sometimes for like the fashion show. The support group actually is a women's only support group at our organization, simply because there are going to be some issues that women are going to be more comfortable with discussing just with other women. It affects men and women differently. We do have reference materials for other support groups in town for the men. That's really the only one that we have that is completely women-centric. All of our other services are, of course, available to both men and women.
The cheekily named Bravo is the annual fundraising event staged by BCSS at Track 29. The money raised, about a third of their annual budget, helps pay for all of the support services they offer, all of which are detailed on their website, along with details on Bravo, which is set for Sunday, April 2nd at 2 o'clock. Their website is bcss-chattanooga.org. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.